All right, welcome everyone. It is Sunday, April 28th, 2024, MAOB Daily Podcast. I am your host, as always, Adam Martin, joined by my co-host here, Mr. Big Marcel. We're going to recap UFC Vegas 91 in the first half of the podcast, and then we'll preview UFC 301, the Brazilian pay-per-view card, in the second half. So, Marcel, what's up, man? Glad to have you here. How's it going?
Oh, good, man. All good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Let's get some comments here.
Yeah, for sure.
Afternoon. What's up, Glenn? Just in case you lose your voice today, I have Amy Cavalieri. I saw that with Matt Wells from MMA Junkie. What's up, Octar Updates? No, is that you or no? Because you're
doing a different
year. Oh my god! No, I was shaving this. I shaved my head. I shaved my face, and I missed. Apparently, I completely missed. I guess pretty bad, right? No, I was kidding. I was shaving. I get a little bit of like hair here in the unibrow. And I'm not trying to look like Anthony Davis from the LA Lakers. They call him the unibrow. I think he's like trademarked the nickname, bro. I don't think they look good. I get a little bit, like, I don't get a full one, but you know, I've actually known people in the past, like, they left it there. It doesn't look good, bro. In my opinion, I don't know about you, Marcel, but it's not for me. So anyways, I was doing like this and I fucking missed and I got this cut in my head. So I looked like I've been in a UFC fight last night, but I wasn't. I was just being a fat ass watching on my bed. So that was me. Let's get some comments. So we got Zach in the chat. I know. You know how he is, man. All right, let's get some other comments. Glad to have you here, Antoine. What's up, Joe? Gus, what's up, John? I didn't pick him. Did you, Marcel? Did you pick Gus?
No, we both picked Spence.
John, we appreciate it, but we didn't pick him. We did have Hubbard. Hubbard was our consensus. Marcel had Perez, and I had Onama. So we had two. On your bed? No, true. I don't think I'd be going on your bed. You're a bit too... I'm not looking for a DILF here, dude. I'm not into that stuff, so we know what that is. Anyways, let's get into the recap, guys. We had the card last night. Overall, I mean, it was... I'll be honest, the prelims were absolute fucking shit, and me and Marcel were texting on WhatsApp, and Marcel's like, dude, I'm falling asleep. It's so boring. They were bad. The main card made up for it, I think, but, you know, I would... What do you think this card is? Like a 6, 6.5?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, I would give maybe the main card an 8, you know, and the prelims I give a 3, you know, and then you get like a 5.5, but I will give it a 6.
I mean, I don't disagree, dude. There was quite a bit of finishes, like, especially on the main card, but the prelims were really dragged on. Some of these fights were just absolute shit. Like, they just shouldn't have been really in the UFC, some of these fighters. So we'll go through them in a second. We got Craig in the chat. What's up? What's going on, man? Glad to have you here, Craig. So, yeah, overall, you know, I think it was a tale of two cards, you know, a terrible undercard or prelims and a really good main card. Okay, so let's get into it, Marcel. I'll let you start on the main event because you picked it right. Your boy Alex Perez not only wins, but he brutally knocks out Matias Nicolau. Nasty knockout, gets the bonus. He looked amazing. His best performance in years, obviously. Take it away, man. It's your guy, so go ahead.
Yeah, man, I'm so happy for him. You know, Alex is a really good and cool guy, you know, and I'm happy he got the win. You know, nothing against Mateus. Mateus, very nice guy as well, you know. But, yeah, I think he started well as well, you know. He was very aggressive, much more than we saw in his last couple of fights, you know. And I think Mateus came through with two good punches in the first round. But beside that, Alex did pretty well. He kind of staggered him in the second round, and after that looked like Mateus was recovered, but then he came with the combo and he knocked him out. Yeah, man, good win for Alex, you know. He needed it, obviously. He didn't win since 2020. Now I can't joke against him anymore that his last win was when Obama was president. But, he's a good dude, you know, so I'm happy
for
him.
You mean when Gregory Rodriguez was the president of the United States? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. no, but good win, man. A really good win. I mean, Matias Nicolau is a quality opponent. And good for Perez. Let's see what's next for him. I think got a lot of options now.
It's a big win for him, man. I mean, we're hearing now that Makhachev's going to fight Manel Koch. That's the rumor. I don't know if you've heard about it. I mean, I'm sure you saw. You didn't see that in the Discord? Okay. Alex posted that.
So, okay.
There you go. It's not like it's a secret. A lot of you guys are in the Discord anyways. Which probably would be a number contender fight, I would guess. And that would leave Perez without an opponent. Has he fought Brandon Royval yet? Has he fought him? That's the fight to make, right? Isn't that the fight?
Yeah, maybe, man. I mean, they could also match him up with Kai Kara-France and Perth, for example. You know what I mean? So
they could. Yeah, there's also that guy Mir Albazi. He kind of like disappeared because he got injured, but he's a contender, right? Like he was supposed to get a title shot, I think, wasn't he? Or he was supposed to fight Moreno, and if had he won that fight, which I think he would have won because Moreno's on the decline, he would have got the title shot. But yeah, I think this is a huge win for Perez, man. It's what the doctor ordered. You know, he needed it not only just a win, but a nasty knockout like this.
Yeah.
You know, because truthfully, Marcel, when he first came to the UFC, he was finishing a lot of people except for Benavidez, who finished him. Yeah. Otherwise, he was destroying everyone.
Yeah, the Shorty Torres whip. Yeah.
Yeah. That, and then also for Miga, that was the one I remember where he just destroyed his legs. Yeah. So he's a good fighter, man. He's got tons of experience. And, you know, Marcel, can I throw it out there in the chat? He invited you to come and see him in California or Vegas. I think you should take him up on the offer, man. I definitely think so. You know, I especially with the 50K bonus, Marcelo, he can afford to buy you two seats in the plane.
Yeah, he should spend that on his kid, dude, not on me.
So, he offered it though.
Yeah, he did. He's a really cool guy, you know. I've been really good bond with him for years now.
Yeah.
I'm just happy for him, you know. He really needed it, you know, obviously. And let's see what's next for him, man. I think he finally he had so much trouble, man, with injuries and with health problems, you know. Yeah. So I'm happy he has two fights already this year, and this was a really good one for him, you know.
And to be honest, like the Muhammad Makhayev fight was pretty competitive, you know.
Yeah,
he
was
barely lost that fight, you know. I think if he had done a little more in that third round, I want to say.
He lost an output in the third round, you know. That's because Makhayev, yeah.
Yeah, but I think, you know, the 3 years off hurt him too because, or 2 years off, whatever it was, just because, like, he needed time to get back in the groove of things. But that was a great fight for him to get back into the groove of things, and now he looked amazing. It's Nicola. And speaking of Nicola, we didn't talk about him. He was on a roll, 4 straight wins. Now he's been brutally knocked out 2 straight fights. So, I mean, I think the ceiling is – we know what the ceiling is in this guy. He doesn't have a good chin, Marcel. All 3 of his losses in the UFC are by knockout, so – where is he ranked? He's ranked 5. I don't know about that. I mean, obviously, he's going to – I think he loses to everyone else in the top 10 for the most part, except for maybe, like, Tim Elliott. I think all these other guys beat him, though. What do you think?
I think he has to use his ground game a little more. You know what I mean? And I was kind of surprised that he was – listen, Alex said to me, like, I expect actually a stand-up fight. And back of my mind, I was like, I think Nicolau is going to take it to the ground or try to take it to the ground, but he never did, you know?
Dude, I completely agree. I mean, I picked him by submission. I thought he would try to grapple because, you know, I know he's been mostly striking in the UFC, but again, Perez's best attribute probably is his striking, his low kicks, his punches. And I know he hasn't been grappling a lot in the UFC, but he has landed some takedowns. And then if you watch his fights that, like, I think it was a Brave CF, he was grappling guys, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought he'd go back to that, and he just struck. And I was watching it, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, and I picked him, and I'm like, all right, man. I'm like, are you going to shoot? And he didn't even attempt it, so... kind of his fault. You play with fire, you get burned. So yeah. A couple other comments here. What's up, Joe? Marnik, man. We'll talk about her in a second. Pato. Perez win helps. Okay. Like I said, Pato, I don't know if you were here a minute ago, but we're hearing the rumor he's going to fight Manel Kopp, Makhayev, and they're going to fight in Manchester. That's the rumor. Well, Kopp, you never know if he's going to make it to the fight. You know, like, I think... Actually, it's funny that they're both fighting. So I did an article at bookies.com, I think 2 weeks ago now, Marcel. You retweeted it, and I appreciate that. And my dark horse, I was looking at the odds. Makhayev was plus 800, and Kopp was plus 700 to win the belt. I said they both were worth a bet. It looks like they're going to probably fight for a number contender, and they'll probably fight for the belt in, like, November, December, right? So
yeah, I always told you, man, if you need something to be retweeted, you just let me know. I saw it, so I checked it, and I retweeted it. But if you need something, you can always ask. So,
it helps, man. You got, like, 92,000 followers or something.
I still wonder how I got so much, dude, so...
Because you're a like guy, man. You're except for Patty Pimbley. He's the only guy who doesn't like you. But I think everyone else. Well, I don't think Amy likes you either, to be honest. And
who?
And Sean doesn't like you either. But yeah.
Who?
Who? Oh God, my light just went out.
There we go. Amy's one as well.
Yeah, last chance to make weight. I mean, probably right. Not even just make weight, but to show up to the fight. Because this dude, he's a pull-out merchant, Marcel. He is. I mean, let's just call it a spade a spade. He's a great fighter, though. I think Kopp's really, really good.
Yeah,
I liked him ever since he was in Ryzen. So,
I talked to Nicolau like before the fight, and I asked him about the Kopp situation in January, and he was like, Dude, I knew somebody was going to ask me this, but I don't want to talk about Cap. Then he gave like a 5-minute explanation why he didn't took the fight, and he was like, Cap was like, he had like big cheeks and he looked like he looked big on the scale. He ran through the scale, so he's like, in my opinion, he didn't do enough to lose the last couple of pounds, you know. It's like, for me, it felt like he was taking an advantage. That's why he didn't took the fight, pretty much, you know. And yeah, now Cap pulled out with an injury. I think he broke his ribs or something, you know. I don't want to shit on Cap, you know, but yeah, he needs to fight soon, you know.
Yeah,
and I don't know against who, but we'll see.
Well, like I
said, yeah, against Makhachev, pretty much, you said.
That's the rumor. What's up, Daniel? Why couldn't Perez KO the cross shiver? Makhachev? He just didn't have enough open in that fight, like Marcel said. So, anyways, let's go back.
It's a different kind of matchup, you know. If you fight Mateusz Nicolaou, who is not, where you don't have the feeling like it's going for takedowns, you know. Makhachev keeps spamming takedowns, you know. Yeah. So, yeah. Perez has to defend it, but Perez didn't. Followed up on those takedowns defense.
I just looked at the stats because I wanted to see, because you said spamming takedowns. He went 3 for 20. So Perez defended 17 takedowns
in
that fight. He just kept going for him. Listen, Makhachev is definitely a quality fighter, but I don't really enjoy watching him fight that much just because it's not the most aesthetically pleasing style. And yeah, he does have all these finishes, but like, dude, other than the dirty one, these are like with, you know, a minute left in the fight. And it's still like impressive to finish these guys, but these are fights where he's losing. He's losing to Tim Elliott. He was losing to Jafel Helio, you know?
That's the thing, you know?
Malcolm Gordon, I'm sorry, Malcolm. He's from Scarborough. He's right near me, Marcel. He's not that good. And he was actually a really competitive fight with him. So, go ahead.
The thing is, like, yeah, what you say, like, with Makhachev, I said it last time in the Dutch podcast as well, man. He is a quality fighter, but he's sometimes in trouble if he didn't finish certain fights, you know what I mean? He was I honestly thought it was 19-19, in my opinion, against Elliott, but he was 20-18 behind on 2 scorecards, you know. So if that goes to a decision, he loses, you know. So it's like he's good, you know, and he finishes the fights he needs to finish. But man, I mean, at a certain moment, that's going to bite you, man, if you cannot get the finish and you lose, because you see the judges are way more, even if you have like fucking 4 minutes of ground control. If they have like your opponent has like 3 significant punches more than you, there's a possibility to give it to the opponent. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, no, I agree. A couple guys talking about Nam. We'll talk about him in a minute. What do you think about Kairos to add to his game and make it next level? First off, what's up, Anton? Second off, I mean, striking. It hasn't looked that good. And yeah, I mean, striking, knockout power. I don't know if you can really add that. I mean, he's going to go as far as his grappling takes him. But I'll say this too. He's already talked about how he doesn't want to stay in the game that long. Like he said he's going to retire young. He's talked about that.
Yeah, and let's be honest, man. The dude is still super young, right? And
he's 23, 24 or something.
Yeah, he has so much. He has a lot of experience already in the amateur circuit. I think he was 26 and 0 or something. You know,
he's 23.
Yeah. Okay. So I mean, still a lot to learn. Still a lot to go. And he's just good, you know.
Yeah.
But he's just not like. I mean, there is still a big difference between his striking and his grappling, obviously, you know. So we'll see.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let's go back to the card. Co-main event. Yeah, we didn't pick this one right. Although we appreciate John giving us credit for it. I mean, God, like Ryan Spann, he's getting matched up against Anthony Smith and keeps losing to him. It's not fair. 3 losses to Anthony Smith now in the UFC. It's crazy. And like he loses a split decision, and the UFC gives him this rematch, and he's winning the first round. He's grappling him. It looked like a rear naked choke was about to happen, and then he gets brutally knocked on the second. But all jokes aside, Marcel, you know, Bogdan has really impressed me lately, man. He really has. Like, he's come out of nowhere, kind of. Like, you know, I know he had a good record on the regional scene, but then he loses to Volkan and gets pretty much destroyed in that fight. And I'm like, okay, this guy's not that good. And he's just looked amazing in the last 2 fights, like with the knuckles. Obviously, he got taken down. He had to survive that. But, dude, his power is legit. His striking's pretty good. I will say this, too. I also feel like this, the last 2 wins, and I know it was short notice, but it does show, once again, Volkan Uzdemir is a really underrated fighter. You know, no one ever talks about Volkan at 205. You know, no one ever talks about him. All of his losses are really the top 10 guys. He just has, I think he's got a visa issue or something. He can't fight. I don't think he can fight in the States, right? I don't think he can. So, or at least now he can. I mean, he did a few years ago, I guess, but it's just like, it seems like difficult for him to fight here. But he's a quality fighter. I just wanted to say that. But yeah, Bogdan, man, great win. So what do you think?
Yeah, man, I'm actually also partially to blame for that, because I also never give Özdemir a lot of credit. And it's not on purpose, man, but it's just like he's kind of a typical fighter who is really like not standing out, you know what I mean? Yeah. So that's why you forget about it. It's like Nikita Krylov in this kind of same thing in the division, you know? Yeah. Gushkov did well, man, in the second round. In the first round, man, I feel like if he fights a better grappler, he might be in trouble, you know what I mean? But yeah, he did well in the second round. He put away Ryan Spann. Beautiful, beautiful knockout. I don't know how the UFC can call that a TKO. Just like I don't know that with Tim Means and Urs Medis. This was also a knockout to me. But yeah, I mean, great win. What can we say? He will be in the rankings next. I would honestly match him up with Nikita Krylov, man, if possible. You know, I was thinking about Johnny Walker, but yeah, he trains with Johnny Walker's brother, Walter. So that's probably not going to happen. But yeah, I mean, Gushkov, he's been impressive in his last two fights, and I like him as well. He has a fun personality as well, I think. He's still learning English a little bit. He can speak pretty good English already, I think, and he's kind of funny on the mic, man. I like, he's yeah. like, no, this Bogdan Tchadevich Gushkov, not Anthony Smith. And then he's kind of funny, like him.
Yeah. And also, his English is better than I thought. I didn't even know he spoke English. Sure. He does a really good job. Just a couple questions. Who do you like more, Tyra or Mikhail? I don't know, because Tyra's fighting Josh Fan, and I think that's a hard fight. So he might lose that fight. Really hard
his
fight.
His favorite, man, minus...
Saw that, but the line went down, though, something. Too. Yeah, but it was. I think it opened higher and went down a bit. People are going to bet on Fan, too.
He's really good. I think so.
Krylov and Azmet, I guess injuries? I don't know. I mean, you would know more than me. But
I have no idea, man.
Yeah. All right, getting back to the card, Karine Silva defeats Ariane De Silva. Change her name. I mean, she got the win. It wasn't the most exciting fight. Any thoughts on this one?
Yeah, Adam, couldn't she change her name in her next fight, man? God's sakes. I mean, De Silva versus Silva. My small summary on the Eurosport website is like, Silva took down Da Silva. Da Silva tried to get up, but Silva kept her down. Then Da Silva went back to her feet. Da Silva kicked Silva in the leg, but Silva go for the takedown, and Da Silva was back. So stupid. I mean, yeah, Karine did what she had to do. She won the fight 4 in a row. I like to see her fight Caitlin Chookagian next. I think that's a good way to see where both are in the division. Yeah. And for Ariane, I mean, she was on a good streak, you know, she lost now. But I think Karine Silva is just a very good fighter, you know. So I don't blame her by losing here. Yeah. But she didn't look good on her back. And I felt like she illegally kicked
her. What did you just say?
She didn't look good from her back.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, and fighting, dude. I'm fighting. But
Jesus. You're lucky. Her husband's a lucky man. I was saying that. That's Silva. What's his first name? He's a fighter too. What's his name? That dude.
Is it not Rafael? I'm not sure.
I think it might be. Yeah. What is it? He kind of looks like a fucking Bogdan Gushkov too, a little bit, doesn't he? A little bit.
Kind of. Yeah. Right. I mean, yeah. Props to
him. I'm just joking. But you know what? Yeah. She's 6-6 in the UFC. I mean, she is what she is. She's a 500 fighter. She never really lived up to the hype, man. You know, I know she had a nice streak going. It's not like she got blown out in this fight, Marcel, with Lipsky. Or not Lipsky, so I keep calling her Lipsky, man. It just wasn't, you know, it just wasn't a good fight, I thought. I don't know. By the way, like, Lipsky, or, God, I keep saying Lipsky. De Silva, she actually outstruck Silva. But you didn't see those judging nerds going on Twitter for this fight and saying, oh, she should have won the fight due to having 3 more strikes landed or something. Like, you never
heard that. I love the accent. I know why the accent is. I love the accent.
You know, the new Lipsky, yeah. The one that is into God and Jesus, right? That's what she said. She gave her life to Jesus, you know?
Yeah, and that's why she's not the violence queen anymore, but the queen, because she wants to be the queen of the division and not the queen of violence. I mean, whatever she wants, you know.
Whatever she wants, but I just think it's kind of, I don't know, I'm not going to say it's silly, but it's like you're going in there to beat someone. Like, if she knocked her out, brutally knocked her out, and this girl goes home with a broken jaw, like, you don't think God would be ashamed of that? Like, I mean, I don't know, man.
That's what someone else said to me as well. It's like, do you think God approves? But then at the same time, it's like super thin line to give one. So I don't know.
I'm just messing around. Honestly, like, yeah, I like Ariane anyways. I know you interviewed her as well, right? Mm-hmm. I think you got her.
Yeah, super nice. You know, Ariane is a really nice person. And she had kind of like a bad connection But
I mean, we all like her. I mean, let's be honest, we all like her. You know, she's a really pleasant person, and
yeah,
you know, as far as like, and she's probably one of the most attractive fighters I think has ever fought in the UFC personally as well. So I really like her a lot. But again, you know, she's just a limited fighter. You know, Marcel, like, I try to put my personal feelings aside when I break down these fights, you know what I mean? Like, I like her more than Karina Silva, but I have to pick Karina because she's the better grappler, right?
Yeah, we both pick Karina Silva here. But I also like Karina a lot, you know? She's also a super nice person, you know? I hope to interview her in the future as well, but, I mean, she still doesn't talk like good English.
But I guess Lucas could do the translation.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like she's learning English now. Maybe in a year she's doing better, and we can do without the interpreter, I should say. Yeah,
for sure. It is an interpreter. Good call.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go to the next fight here. Go ahead. Yeah.
I have interviews coming up this week with Caio Borraio and with Jose Aldo with an interpreter.
Are you getting them yourself, or is like Eurosport the one that kind of hooks it up?
With Alex Perez, it's like I got myself, you know. And the thing is, like, first Dennis did it, right, for Eurosport, but Dennis not with us anymore. He's
gone. What happened?
I'll tell you. There is no friction or whatever. But
okay, I just had no idea because I know he was at. I thought he was at UFC 300 for you guys.
Yeah, he was. But this, I'll tell you off the record. But but now I do the interviews, you know, so I can request them. So it's kind of like I do sometimes. I request them myself if I'm familiar with the fighters. But we also get the chance to talk to fighters through the UFC. So it's pretty much what James always said, right? And this how do you say that in this podcast? Like he's like, I have much more respect for people who do the grind themselves than for. But yeah, I mean. If you get them offered, you know what I mean? It would be stupid to say no, right?
Don't say no. By the way, this is funny. Karina Silva versus Natalia Silva. I mean, she might as well fight all the Silvas. They might as well just match all them up.
Yeah, and they Natalia's should do
also with the Silva, right?
Yeah, they should do Ariane as the referee. You
know? Oh, God. Yeah, I'd watch that. All right. Janata Diaz, Denise, knocks out Austin Lane. Austin Lane did really well in the first round. Took him down, grinded him out, landed some nasty grounded pound. Did you have a 10-8 in the first round or 10-9? How did you score it first round?
10-9.
Yeah. I think it was close. One of the judges had 10-8.
I know.
I mean, after that, he gassed out, and I kind of had a feeling this would happen. Lane's not really a wrestler. You know what I mean? So this is not an easy game plan. He had 5 minutes to win. He didn't do it. And Denise brutally knocks him out, gets the bonus. You know, I will say this. Like, I don't disagree with bonuses necessarily, but I really thought that Chris Padilla Taco should have got a bonus.
100%.
We'll talk about him in a bit. But yeah, I really like Denise, man. I really like this guy. Amazing striker, you know? One of the best strikers right now in the division. Who do they match him up with next, Marcel? Because obviously they like this guy, and he's a likable guy. He's a good fighter. I'll say this. His ground game is shit, but his striking is probably, like, top five in the division, right?
I match him up with Dontell Mays in Louisville, you know.
Dontell does want to fight there because he's from Louisville. Yeah. He wants match to fight. He calls it the Yum.
Yeah, but match him up with Janata Denise. You know what I mean?
Who wins that fight? Who do you think wins
Denise
that fight?
Denise wins that because Mays is not going to grapple him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, Denise. Let's be honest. I like him a lot. He comes from kickboxing. He loses to everybody who has a good ground game. You know, and who can take him down. But I don't think they're going to give him somebody with a good ground game next. Do Denise make sense?
Mace? Who loses? Sense? Who wins this fight? Carl Williams or Denise? Who wins?
Carl Williams.
Who wins this one? Jamal Pogues or Denise? Who wins that fight?
If Jamal wrestles Jamal.
What about
but
Waldo?
If he doesn't.
What about Waldo? Yeah.
I think Denise can win against Waldo because Waldo has not a really, really high fight IQ.
So that's the thing. If you give him a striker, he'll probably win. If you give him a grappler, he'll probably lose. Right?
I have a fun one for you, dude. Robles de Spain against Janata Denise.
I would pick Denise right now. There's no doubt. Because this guy's not proven at all to me. And to be honest with you, like, I know he's a favorite against Waldo. I'm not 100% convinced. I'm not saying I'm not going to pick the guy, but I'm just not 100% convinced. I don't know how good this guy really is. Anyways, I also think Denise and Chris Barnett would be fun. I have no idea what Chris Barnett is these days, but that would be a fun fight too. There's actually quite a few fights for this guy that are fun. You know, they could even give him that Lucas Dreschke guy and just try to get him another knockout win. They could try to
Lucas Tracy? What did you say?
No, I said Lukasz Drzeszki.
Oh, the Polish guy. I really didn't.
No, worries. No, I thought you were joking. There's lots of guys. I mean, even the Toffa brothers, you could do them, you know? Mm-hmm. Actually, that'd be fun too, the Toffas. That'd be good.
Yeah, why not? That's a fun one. Both. No.
Not a ton of heavyweights that can grapple. Yeah, not a ton. Not a ton. Signing off the app, watching the big screen at home. Dude, appreciate that, man. Look at this. You can see my cut on my forehead and full 65 inches of your TV. Appreciate that, my friend. Thoughts on MMA guru explosions on drugs? I didn't see the video, so I have no idea. I did not see the video. I have no idea what he talked about. I don't know what evidence he presented. I don't know anything about that. I will say this though, and I posted this in the Discord. There was this really interesting interview that there's this guy Michael Porter Jr. He's a basketball player for the Denver Nuggets. He's a really good basketball player, great shooter. It's actually his brother's that guy that got caught for the gambling thing in NBA, which is funny. But he does an interview with this porn star, Lana Rhodes, or she's a former porn star. And he started talking about how he said, like, a lot of NBA players actually, like, you think that, you know, I mean, not, obviously there's some gay NBA players. We already know about that. And there's nothing wrong with that or whatever. But he said that a lot of the straight guys, they started having sex with guys too, because they're just so, it's so easy for them to get women, Marcel, that they just get bored. So they start to have sex with guys instead. And it blew my mind when he said this, but it does make sense, you know? So again, I have no idea about Jones, but like, dude, I mean, if these basketball players are making millions and millions of dollars are doing it, you know, it wouldn't surprise me that anyone's doing it.
Seriously, would you ever consider do?
No, no, but I'm just saying, like, I could see where it comes from, man, because these guys are so rich, dude. Like, they're absolutely loaded. They can walk down the street. They're like 7 feet tall. They're all jacked. They're all rich. They can get any girl they want. You know, that's the truth. So they get bored and they're at some party and who knows? That's all I'm saying. I mean, I'm not the one who said it. Michael Porter Jr. is the one who said it. It's a really interesting interview. You know, it was really eye-opening to me that like this happens. And I don't think it happens just in basketball. It probably happens in other sports.
For me, it's like
a lot more than you think, man.
For me, it's like you're straight, and if you're going with a man, you're just gay, you know, and there is no in between for me. So I
mean, again, like I have no comment on this, dude. Like, I don't want to get canceled here. I'm not trying to. All I'm saying is it was an interesting interview. Michael Porter Jr. is the one who said it about NBA players. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's get back to the fights. David Onama, I picked him here. Marcel, he was my dog of the week, really. Beats Jonathan Pierce. Really good fight. Really good fight. Do you think this should have won fight of the night? I mean, and the reason it wasn't because he missed weight and the UFC's like, we don't want to give 100K to Pierce. Is that the reason you think?
I don't know. Maybe, man. I don't really like it was a good fight, but it's not like something I'm going with the flaming torch to the UFC. Like, how dare you not give that fight of the night, you know? And I feel like it was a really fun fight, but it was like they made a lot of mistakes with the grappling, you know?
Yeah.
It was fun to watch, but man, Pierce had his back. Pierce fell over. Onama got this. Then Pierce got his back again. I think I wrote that like six times. You know, I think that's the most transitions in the fight, dude, the fighter ever had.
Onama had five reversals in this fight. Yeah, and Pierce had one. I mean, five reversals is a lot. You know what I mean? That's a lot of reversals. It was a fun fight, though, I thought. You know, the last 10 seconds was basically Max versus Gaethje, or Max versus Lamas again, right? That was fun. That was fun, man. So, yeah, I will say this, and Glenn talking about the weight miss. I bet Onama, and I picked him, right? So, when he missed weight, I wasn't concerned because he looked fine to me. And I honestly kind of feel like, Marcel, this could have been one of those weight misses where it's kind of like a calculated risk. Like, you're like, okay, if I cut these extra 2.5 pounds, it's going to absolutely fucking kill me. And I'm fighting a wrestler. He's going to drain my energy. Or I can not cut the extra 2.5 and take a purse cut, but also win the fight. And I kind of think that's what happened here, you know? And here's the thing that this doesn't make sense to me. He missed by 2.5. He gets fined 20%. But James Yontop loses by missed by 0.5 and gets fined 20%. How does that make sense? Tell me how. Like, why did Yontop? He shouldn't even cut that much. He should have cut it 2.5. He shouldn't have cut the last 2.5.
I don't understand it either.
No, it's weird. Anyways, I really like Onama though. I've always liked him since he came to the UFC. He's 4-2 now. I don't know what's next for him. I will say this. You know, Jonathan Pierce now, he had 5 straight wins, man. He was 5-1, and now he's 5-3. And I kind of feel like he's hit the ceiling too. He's just not, he's a very one-dimensional grappler. He doesn't have much striking at all. And if he's not going to just be able to outgrind you and outgas you, then he's going to lose the fight. So it's not a good win for him. Not a good loss for him, I should say. These takedown defense looks solid in the second round. He it did, but that's only because Lane was gassed. If he fights a guy that still has gas tank, he's going to be in trouble. But again, like Glenn said, like a lot of these guys don't grapple. But I'm telling you, a Carl Williams who has good gas will beat him, unfortunately.
Yeah, but imagine him fighting Tibura, you know what I mean?
Tibura beats him.
Yeah.
Which is, I hope they don't do that fight.
No.
You know, I hope not. Nice job, Antoine. Sandro Tonali, what is that guy betting on sports too? Was he, Marcel? You know who that is?
Yeah, he's a football or for you guys soccer player, but sure. I don't know.
I think it's the footballer is the right term though, right? Footballer.
Yeah, I said footballer, but you guys say soccer. So
I don't watch it anyways. I just talk about it with you. Ajax, your team sucks, Marcel. By the way,
but, thank you. You're fuck welcome. You.
Yeah, no. Anomaly. Listen, that was he dug deep, and actually, I think I called that fight pretty well. I said like this guy will fight for your money, and he did. You know, regardless of the weight miss. So. Yeah, I know it sucks. If he fought Bryce, that would have been an interesting fight. Now he fights these guys that are really tough matchups. Yeah. All right, let's go to the next fight here. Opening up the main card, Euros Medish, brutal uppercut knockout on Tim Means. They're calling it a TKO, Marcel, because you have to finish with ground and pound. But I mean, to me, it's a knockout.
Yeah.
I love Tim, but you know, he's getting up there now and he's 40 years old. He's lost four of his last five fights. Tim probably gets another fight. I mean, I'd imagine he does. He won fight the night his last fight. So he'll probably get one more, but he's going to be in a must-win situation. And then for Euros, dude, I mean, he's a fun guy to watch. There's no doubt about it. He's 4-2 down the UFC, four finishes. I really like Euros a lot, man. He's one of the better guys from Alaska too. You know, him and Cannonier. Like most of those guys from Alaska are absolute garbage, but those two guys have had good careers. So yeah, gets a bonus too. Well-deserved bonus. That uppercut was nasty as fuck. What'd you think, man?
Yeah, good one for Euros, man. I think Means tried to clinch him against the cage, you know, at the beginning. But Euros got free, and he knocked him out, man. It was a good finish for him, you know. And I mean, I was afraid that he was going to miss weight because Euros was really late on the scales, but he made the weight. So, yeah, good for him.
I mean, he's the last guy to weigh in. He weighed in with like 15 minutes left. I was like, oh, yeah. I assumed he was going to miss because all three of the guys, you know, get their heads down, walking to the scale. You're like, okay, these guys are going to miss weight. And then he made it. So
I think he weighed in at 171. So I think he had to cut to the last moment. And I'm happy he made it because if not, he wouldn't have made the extra 50K. So good for him.
Great point. Go to the prelims here. Victor Henry knocks out Hani Yahya.
Mm-hmm.
I think Yahya's career in the UFC is over. What do you think?
Yeah, man, they might give him somebody next, if somebody who has knockout power who needs to win, you know, because this guy is like, he really needs to grapple to win. And he's still tricky, man, with his grappling, you know. But Henry did well, you know, and he finished him with Josh Barnett in his corner. So, good for Victor Henry, man. He needed it after last time, that nut crusher against Javid Basharat, who wins in the no contest. Yeah, happy for Henry, man.
I'm just looking at the scorecards. Did Yahya win the first round? I think he did, right?
I don't know anymore.
I'm going to double check.
It's too long ago, dude.
Two of the judges gave Yahya the first round. Two of the judges. Which
Henry said, I am a slow starter all the time, he said.
He is. Like, and then the second round was 10-8, and then the third round would have been a 10-8, but he finished him. So, and then we didn't talk about Henry. I mean, it's a good win for Henry, but it was kind of, to be honest, it was kind of a gift. I mean, let's be honest. It was kind of an easy fight for him, right? So,
Gregor Gillespie.
Yeah. Let's go to the next fight here. We got, all right, well, I mean, listen, I want to give us credit here because we did pick Hubbard as a consensus dog of the week. I think it was a close fight. You know, I thought Figlock edged it out, but it was pretty competitive. I don't think it was a robbery. I don't think so. I mean, the strike throw was 88 to 92 and then three takedowns for Hubbard. So he got landed by four and then landed three takedowns. I don't know. I thought it was close, but I would have edged it to Figlock.
Yeah. But
if you bet on Figlock at -175, that was your fault. I wouldn't say too. You know, like robbery that was a bad bet.
Robbery is a stretch, man. But I mean, I don't think the right guy won here. But
I agree. I mean, I agree with you. Would you get Figlock 1-3? I think that's what it was.
Yeah. I think so.
Takedown. It was just that takedown in the first round, like with a minute left, maybe, which is not supposed to happen anymore. But you know, it still happens where the judges
I didn't agree with three decisions, man, last night. So, yeah, I mean, I
thought the judging were bad. The judges were bad. I thought they were really bad. And this fight was the next one. Dude, Kyle Machado won this fight.
Yeah.
Don't tell me otherwise. I know the strikes, you know, I'm looking at the strike totals. They were close. I get it. But watching that fight, first off, he pretty much won like all of the fight, except he got dropped at the end of the first round. So then you have to give it to Mays. Okay. Yeah. Fine. But the second and third round was Kyle Machado. He was the one pressing the action. He was throwing more output. It sure seemed like it anyways. You know, I know the stats say what they are, but I like to trust my eyes too, man. I thought Machado won round two and three. What'd you think?
Dude could be 2-0 in the UFC, but he's 0-2. You know what I mean? Because crazy. He got the Gaspark, and he could have won that fight as well, in my opinion. Yeah. I thought Machado won. Besides that knockdown in the first round, which in the round he was also winning actually until the knockdown.
Yep.
I think it was Machado who won. So I think Mays got lucky there, man.
Dude, I think he should have won this fight. And you're right. He, you know, he's 0-2 in the UFC. It was close. A couple of guys in chat think that Mays won. Fair enough. I mean, he did win,
yeah, okay,
technically, but I don't know. I thought Machado edged it out. But again, it was kind of like a low-level heavyweight fight, which is what we expected. And again, over 1.5 made sense. The next fight was pretty bad. I mean, Kaylin Souza just outstruck Marnik Mann. Mann is really tough, but she should not be in the UFC. You agree?
I agree. Did you hear Dominic Cruz's comments during the fight?
What was he saying? He just said, like, she looks like, oh, she's never sparred before or something like that?
No. I think they said, like, I think Cormier said, like, yeah, Marnik Mann, she is, like, really, like, second-guessing herself all the time, that it was a certain, how do you say that, a certain thing, a mental state or something, and that Dominic Cruz is like, cut the crap, just fight.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know, I heard that. Cruz was a little, he was chippy on this car, chirpy or whatever. Yeah, I mean, I just think she shouldn't be in the UFC. I mean, I, you know, again.
Yeah, imposter syndrome, that was it.
That's what he was talking. That was funny. That was actually kind of funny. I don't know, Kaylin Souza, you know, she came out with all these tattoos on her. I can't pronounce her, what the hell is her nickname?
Escantadinha or something. I think it means like a Fury or something. Let me check.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, is she good? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. She styled on the girl who's not that good. She should probably fight Josephine Knudsen girl. They both beat man. They should probably fight each other. That would make sense.
Escantadinha, here it is. Let me check.
Yeah.
Hot-headed.
Fair enough. Who should Kyle Machado fight next? He's 0-2. I'm looking at the roster. 0-2. Austin Lane is 0-2-1. He could fight him. They're both on the same card. He is coming off a win. Maybe Walter Walker, he could fight him. He could fight Thomas Peterson. There's some pretty, like, not-so-good heavyweights. I'll just say that. I'm trying to be nice here. There's some guys that aren't that great. All right, go back to the fights. This dude got robbed of a 50K bonus. Chris Taco Padilla, short notice against an opponent who came in fat, Marcel, missed weight, who was minus 500, Hamas Yontop, whatever his name is, and fucking looked amazing, I thought. His takedowns were so beautifully timed in this fight. He landed three of them. They were so well-timed. A guy who's been grinding for over a decade on the regional scene, Marcel. A guy who's had some really tough losses. A guy who's had some... overcome some adversity in his career, finally makes it to the UFC and finishes the UFC's golden boy here from Peru and doesn't get a bonus. Unbelievable. What'd you think, man?
Yeah, I thought he did great, man. I mean, and Hamas Yontop, he rushed in at a certain moment, but he had time to take down well, got to his back and finished him. I don't know how he didn't got a bonus, man, to be honest. You know, I would have picked him over Denis.
Me too, because Denis, like, listen, he did have a nice comeback, but he was losing most of that fight, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, please. I was just pissed off about this one. Like, I have a soft spot for these guys that grind for so long, you know?
I always tell you, man, the UFC wants to keep the poor poor, you know? And that's why mostly the prelim guys always get overlooked unless they do, like, something really spectacular. I thought it was spectacular enough, you know? Yeah, good win. I didn't expect Chris Padilla to beat Hamas Yontop, so he did a great win, you know? Like I said last week, I picked Yontop in my, the guy to look out for in the week, you know what I mean? So,
I mean, this is kind of, do you think he kind of got fraud checked here? What do you think?
It's difficult to say, you know, because I mean, how good is Padilla? So you can say it's fraud check, but we'll see in the next couple of fights, you know? It's like with Luis Paulo against Fernando Padilla. It's actually also Padilla, by the way. lost, you know. So I mean, we'll see. Maybe the Peru guys aren't that great. We'll see. Borges is next week against Costa. Against Costa. So, yeah, I mean, they got a lot of Peruvian guys, but are they really that good? We'll see, man. Maybe they are. Maybe they are, but we'll see.
Ivana Petrovic gets a free win over Liang Na. I mean, this fight was... She shouldn't have got a fourth fight in the UFC. She's so bad, dude. She has the worst cardio I've ever seen in a UFC fight ever. What?
Tell me the UFC wanted Petrovic to have a free win without telling me the UFC wanted Petrovic to have a free win.
I mean, she's marketable. You know, she's definitely like, you know, she's a good-looking girl, but I don't think she's that good of a fighter either. You know, I know she won the fight. They're calling it an arm triangle. It looked like a rear naked to me. I don't know. They're calling it an arm triangle for some reason. But what do you think? Rear naked or arm triangle?
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, what happened?
Can you see me?
No.
Let me check. Just talk.
Marcel disappeared, guys. There he is.
All right, okay. Yeah, I mean, the first round, Liang Na did pretty well, I think, you know, but it's a typical Liang Na one, you know. After that, she gasses. And I think Petrovic already could have stopped her in the second round, but she did in the third with a submission. It was actually funny. I think a guy in the Discord of James was like, I got Petrovic's third round knockout, so let's hope she doesn't go for a submission. She went for a submission. That sucks, dude. But, I mean, no disrespect, but we'll pick Na Liang to win this fight, man, to be honest. Nobody. Only probably her family and even her teammates would be on the fence probably. So let's be honest.
She has to be cut. She should not be in the UFC.
Yeah, she's 0-4.
But we've got Jorge here. He's saying Jan Top versus Poyas. I mean, first off, he looks like he's Peruvian, guys. So you want some Peruvian violence, amen?
At least you got a Peruvian winner in that fight, unless it's a draw, you know. So yeah, I mean,
a draw, and then they both get another contract. And then opening up the card, Marcel Mahashate defeats Gabriel Benitez by split decision.
Cain
Velasquez, I pick Mahashate. Sorry, go ahead. Sorry,
Cain Velasquez and Benitez corner.
Yeah, I saw that. I picked Mahashate. I don't think he won the fight. I thought Benitez won. I thought he won the fight. And again, the strike, I mean, it's just funny. Like, everyone's going to use strikes when it favors them in their argument, but not when it doesn't. Mm-hmm. He outlanded him in every round, and he outlanded him in total strikes, and there was no takedowns. There was no knockdowns. So you can't really go and be like, oh, he did all this damage, or, you know, it was immediate impact over cumulative. Dude, there was no knockdowns. And I actually felt like Benitez did more damage in this fight, personally. I think he should have won the fight, man. I think he should have got the decision.
My shot, they got the Leonard Garcia win. You know what I mean? It's like by walking forward.
Yep.
But he got countered a lot, you know. I think Benitez landed a lot more, to be honest. I think Benitez won the fight, you know. But, my shot, they got the Leonard Garcia win here. So, yeah, good for him.
He should have won the fight. But, again, you know, it is what it is. It was a close fight. Like, I'm not going to go call it a robbery either. Like, was there any true robbery in this card? No, I don't think so.
I wouldn't say so, no, but there were some bad decisions, but not robberies, you know.
I didn't agree with this decision. I didn't agree with Mays, and I didn't agree with Hubbard, you know.
Yeah.
And again, I'm trying not to be biased. Like, I picked Hubbard. And I was like, okay, come on, make us look smart. Here's the thing, though. Someone has to win, someone has to lose. And if we picked Figlock, it would have been a bad, you know, call. So I just don't agree with it.
You know what I really can't stand, man? These guys on Twitter was like, they know it's a bad decision, but they picked them, you know? And they're like, yeah, see, it's a good decision, man.
Yeah, they're fucking lame, dude. Don't listen to those guys. You have to be, like, honest with yourself. There's no point of, like, lying to yourself. You can – because the thing is with sports betting, dude, a lot of it is luck. I mean, a lot of it's luck, bro. Like, as someone who's been doing it for a long time, you get lucky breaks. You know, the fighters get a break. You know, the other sports, the referee misses a call. You get luck in your favor, especially with these fucking judges. And these judges are they're getting worse somehow, Marcel. Yeah. What do you think of this guy, Brian Miner? I feel like he's a better referee than a judge. As a judge, he kind of sucks, right?
Yeah, I agree, man. But I think he should judge minors and not the maybe he should go back to the minors to judge.
No,
you want to make it bad again. I don't mean it bad. I mean, he has to go to the regionals. You know what I mean?
We got our boy Fight Talk in the chat. Just want to give him a shout out for obviously always doing the artwork. We appreciate that, man. Hope all is well with you, brother. First time I see a taco rolling up, a person eat it. Oh, God. Tacos are amazing, by the way. You ever eat tacos? They have those out there in Holland? Tacos?
Yeah, of course.
They're so good, bro. I love them. Do you have Taco Bell? Do they have that?
I don't know. Not over here where I live, but maybe we have.
Well, those aren't very good tacos, but, you know, if you're, like, really high or something, they're good. So that's what I'm saying. You can eat some space cake and then go there, Marcel. Marcelo, curiosity, why'd you suggest Mays and Denise? Because it's
just Mays from Louisville.
Yeah, he's from Louisville, Kentucky. And also it's at the KFC Yum Center. You gotta put the fat heavyweights on the card. You have to, right? You gotta. Yeah. They should just do an all heavyweight card at the KFC Yum Center, and like the winner gets a bucket of chicken or something.
That yeah, and all of them up, right?
By the way, I don't know. That's a fight night card, right? Daniel Cormier has to do it. And he's got to like they got to take some videos of him eating some fried chicken, Daniel Cormier, because you know he loves it, man. Remember that? Was it a few years ago? Was it Popeye's chicken? I think. Remember he did that thing? He was doing the dancing.
Yeah, all about cake and chicken.
That's what it was. The cake. Yeah, yeah. I love that. That's so funny. I mean, we have them here in Canada, you know.
I think they're
fucking amazing, dude. They're so good. Like homemade tacos with like a hard. I like the hard shells better personally, but.
There are some restaurants over here who sell it. I'm not gonna lie, I don't order it often. I like other things more, but tacos are good. No problem with it.
Fair enough. All right. We already gave our pick. We said like 6 out of 10 for this card. Biggest stock riser has to be Alex Perez, you know, because he lost 3 straight fights and he got the win. And it puts him right back in title contention, which is crazy. So good for him. And I think Bogdan as well, huge win for him. Biggest stock droppers, I think both the two guys that they beat. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's true. Like Nicolau and Span are kind of eliminated as contenders. I think Jonathan Pierce had a big stock drop here, Marcel. I think Thomas Yontop, a big stock drop as well.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, I agree with you, Fully, with all what you said.
Here's a comment. I didn't watch Bare Knuckle, by the way, but apparently Conor McGregor bought part of the company. I heard that. I mean, you'll probably end up fighting for them, I would assume, right, at some point. I don't have anything wrong with Bare Knuckle. I will say this, though. It sure seemed, and I mean, I'm wrong, but it sure seemed like some of these big MMA websites were more into covering that card last night than the UFC card, which is kind of weird because it's not MMA. So...
They only care because it's more clicks, probably.
Yeah, and they paid them to cover it too. That's what I think.
Yeah.
They had a Whataburger here, I think, Antoine, like, and I think it closed down. I could be wrong. I'm gonna double check. Whataburger. I think they had one though. In Toronto. I could be wrong though. It wasn't Whataburger, it was Fat Burger. They had a Fat Burger here and they cut it down. You ever been there? A Fat Burger? You ever been there?
No, I don't even knew that was a thing, you know.
You would love it. The first time I went to Vegas, this was like 5 years ago, there was a Fat Burger and I'm like, I gotta go. I have to go. And I ordered this fucking massive burger and put like an egg on it and bacon. Like I was surprised I didn't have a heart attack right there and then, man. It was so good though.
Did you ever have Blue Waffle?
No, what's that?
You should check that on Google, man. Blue Waffle. It's like something new, man. You should check it. Just type it in on Google, Blue Waffle, and check
it out. I think I know what you're talking about. It's something dirty, isn't it? Blue
Waffle. You got me. Yeah, it's definitely dirty.
Dude, I already know what that is. Like, I'm 35, man. I heard about that in high school, dude, 20 years ago. You fucking dumbass. I'm not going to put that in.
Damn, I was trying, dude.
That's too funny. We'll take a couple other comments. We're going to get ready for the UFC 301. Breakdown. I just wanted to give a shout out to
Blue Waffle.
No, one second. I want to give a shout out to this guy that I met. So I told the story on Twitter. I was at the park with my daughter. I think this was Wednesday or Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday. I was at the park and this guy came up to me and said that he knew who I was. And I wanted to give him a shout out. His name is Mark Bouffard and he's on Twitter, Boofy10. And he was such a nice guy, dude. And he came up to me in the park and said, hey, are you Adam Martin? And I said, yeah. And he said, oh, I listened to your podcast with Marcel. He's like, I really enjoy it, man. He's like, it's awesome. You guys do a great job. And, you know, you guys don't get enough recognition for the great work you're doing. And it truly meant so much to me. And I just want to say thanks again, Mark. I don't know if you're listening, but hopefully you can you get a chance to hear this, man. I really appreciate that, dude. That's the kind of stuff that kind of keeps us going, you know, and getting that kind of positive reinforcement. So I really truly appreciate that. I know Marcel does too. That was cool. You know, that's what I'm gonna say. It's a small fucking world, you know.
It gave Adam a blue waffle but a purple eggplant. So
yeah, exactly. I got the purple eggplant, I got the blue waffle. All right. I think we gotta change the podcast now. All right, guys. We're gonna end this one. Why is there anything else you want? Anything else sexual you want to talk about, Marcel, before we get
No, I'm good.
All right, we're gonna end this one, guys. I appreciate it. And we're going to start a new podcast in a minute. UFC 301 preview and predictions. Just give me a minute. I'll tweet it out. And in the meantime, go and Google Blue Waffle. Peace.